Texas Bill here, and I just heard the news. Christmas done come early, Hanukkah on time. Jock the Foreman is back! Woo! Y'all thought Bill O'Brien's run that ball before on first down? Y'all get ready. Hey, get them tweets saved up in your draft. Oh, there go Bill O'Brien running on first down again. And guess what? Jock the Foreman will meet you to go over them drafts in the end zone after he run 98 yards on a first down. And I don't care how he tore up his Archimedes and not a lot of running backs come back from the tore up Archimedes. I don't care. It's a different breed, baby. It's a different breed. It's Jock the Foreman. Woo! Get you some good news on a Tuesday. My God. I'm going fishing. I'm going to drink beer naked.
All right, well, Texans Bill is kind of all over the place yesterday with the good news of Deontay Foreman coming. What do you call him? Donta Foreman?
Let me say something real quick before we get into the think tank. And I'll start off the think tank without it even being the think tank. Stanford Route, you should never be able to name anything in your entire life. And like I said yesterday, this isn't U of H where you can just half-ass something and try to name it. Why it worked was what you were going to name the segment that we're going to have here in 20 minutes. Why it worked.
Okay, yeah.
It's the hot route.
What's wrong with that?
Why it worked.
I mean, hot route, why it worked, it's all the same.
I think the one thing...
I like that.
And
he's just a little bitter that Kyler Murray won the Heisman Trophy.
I told you that they were going to lose, man.
I just want to see UT actually beat a team that's good.
Well, they beat that same team earlier this year.
Well, that's true.
It broke clock is right twice.
Mm-hmm. They beat that same
team
this year.
I'm glad to see you shed your vitriol in another direction for once. I really appreciate it.
I just want to see Houston beat SMU.
I'll tell you what. I'm glad I'm not the only one that gets heat from Stanford, so I'll take it. I will take it. You know, and I'm one that doesn't mind a simple name for a
segment.
Mm-hmm. But I think when you say call it, because when he said, you know, he wanted to call it, why did it work?
Why it worked, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just something simple. But hot route is even better.
I like the hot route.
It is.
I like the hot route.
Because you want to listen a little catchy, you know,
yes,
get
exactly.
Excited.
You have to.
Because think about why did it work, that could be so open-ended.
We could very really true.
Which, again, I'm not saying it's not a bad idea. I mean, you know, it could be in the world of Stanford Route, why did it work? You know, we could think of Stanford on a Friday
number.
Night. Stanford, why did it work?
Yeah.
Well.
You know why. It could be any number
well,
of things.
Or if we're with your boy Mike Mitchell, why didn't it work? Anyway. All right, so you guys know what the deal is. 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Real quick, 1 minute before we go to the think tank. Deontay Foreman gets added, all right, yes. And we go into a little bit more depth. But just real quick, your first initial thoughts, guy coming off his Achilles tear, all right? They waited the full 21 days before they activated mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. They let go of Natrell Jamerson, which, like, again, I mean, I know he's going to – I mean, outside of Natrell's house, I don't think anybody's really that bummed out about it. I think with with Colvin and with Sharice Wright, you feel good about that. Your thoughts?
On Deontay Foreman
yes,
coming
sir.
Back,
yes,
I think that's going to be a big boost for them. I wouldn't necessarily say that we're going to see him right away, like as in this Sunday. I think that you might see him actually be a healthy scratch mm-hmm. for maybe about the next 2 weeks, and they're going to bring him along slowly. But with the way that the run game has been actually catapulting that offense for the Houston Texans mm-hmm. and the way Lamar Miller has been running, I think adding Deontay Foreman back into the fold is going to be a great 1-2 punch and be a great change of pace for bringing him along slowly and not just throwing the workload
right.
back on his shoulders.
Right.
See, okay, so you think even with 4 weeks left, they're going to I think you got to play him now because you got to see what you got because you're 4 weeks away from the playoffs, though.
Absolutely, but you also got to remember he's coming back from an Achilles
injury. Well,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So you don't want to just throw him back in there. And mind you, I believe today was the deadline that they had to actually activate
him. Well, yesterday was.
So exactly. So with him being activated, that's more so a formality. That way he's actually available for the remainder of the
right.
season. But it doesn't mean that they got to throw him in there right now. I think that they're going to bring him along slowly, and they don't want want to just throw him in there right away and then have something go wrong. He ruptures something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something goes wrong, something of that nature, and then he's back on the shelf for another year.
5 carries, 33 yards. That's my prediction for Sunday.
I think that's a pretty safe safe bet.
That's all right. We'll take it. We'll take it. All right. You know the deal.
Before we get to this, Freddie, on the DWIattorney.com text line, Lopez did a little, like, fat man dance at the end of his haiku. Did you mix up Mick Foley and Chris Farley?
Well, oh, he sure did.
Well, Mick Foley was the name of the character.
Oh, okay.
I thought Mick Foley was a wrestler.
No, I'm telling you, it was Mick Foley was the name. I'm almost positive.
I think it was Nick Foley.
Was it Nick or Mick?
Mick is like the wrestler Mankind.
All right, well, maybe, yeah. Yeah. I know the guy's name was Nick or Mick Foley, the guy, the motivational speaker. Yeah,
all the same. All the same.
Yeah. Race
car! 713-572-4610 to get in. Stanford Route riding along with us. We're going to have the hot route coming up in 17 minutes.
Matt Foley.
So take
was the
that.
Name of the character. Matt Foley was the name of the motivational speaker.
Take notes, Clint Sterner, because Stanford Route said your segment has nothing on him.
The hot route is going to be taking over the station here in a little bit.
You know it.
713-572-4610 to get in. Number one segment in all of Houston, the In the Loop Think Tank. Start your statement with I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Nobody cares. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I'm on my Easter steady by the government cheese and living on a grand down by the river. That's how you do it. Well, hey, it's your local racist redneck here. I figured I'd give y'all a break from yesterday. I know Landry appreciated that. I'm sorry about Monday. Just kind of let it slip. Didn't even know it happened. Hey, I want to continue the theme. Y'all had some good old country playing this morning. I don't know who was on it, but I got a little jingle on myself. I think I'm going to share it with y'all. Big pins, bitch, you bang me, there's somebody new. They think I'm funny, I swear. They like my humor, my class, and my charm. They say I got a confidence. They respect my opinion, think I'm talented, but they're in love. And then it's time, it's time to speak deal. Hey, but y'all know me better than that. Y'all know the
meat
that
gets
crazy.
Okay. I'm sorry, dude. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
This is Tyson Fury, and I won that fight. I won about 13 or 14 rounds. Just a quick second. That's some good stuff. Give me a kilo of that.
A kilo of that?
Man, this is the worst start in the history of the Think Tank, quite honestly. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Figgy has an entire cabinet full of Kool-Aid. Am I right, Figgy?
Race car! I like that. Nice touch with the Am I Right, Figgy.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Oh, Lady Hover went over to Rover to give her sad doggy a bone. But when she bent over, Rover drove her because he had a bone of his own.
Very good. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. And I think that Paul Gallant is to sports radio what Josh Beard is to fantasy advice.
Oh, shut up. It's Gallant and I. Stay put.
Man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
South Loop Troop here. I got a haiku for y'all, man.
Okay.
Foreman's off the fork. 3.6 isn't enough. You're not my boy, Blue.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That was excellent.
Quality. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that all the other Houston sports stations that were hating on the Texans at the beginning of the year, now I want to jump on the bandwagon and chuck my short and quarters.
Oh, my
all right,
gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Andrew Luck is going to find out who can't cover who on the Texans this weekend, and then he's going to go ahead and pick on target that person the whole game long.
That's what the goal is anyway.
Appreciate that, John Madden. Thank you.
So he's basically just going to be a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Find the open guy and throw it to him.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think we got the best cover linebacker in the NFL. People don't talk about him enough. Jack Cunningham and Dylan Cole when he's healthy, too.
That's something nobody's
That's
talking about.
That's just a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot. It's linebackers that cover?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah.
I think North Shore High School is the best football team slash program in Houston ever.
This year it is. Ooh. That's for darn sure.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think if Sam's Club is going to make me pay for a membership in order to shop there, then I shouldn't have to be harassed by some fresh out of halfway house ex-con trying to sell me on DirecTV every time I walk in the door. That's what I think.
That's cold blooded. These people are just trying to make a living.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Weird Al Yankovic here. Hey, I think what nobody is talking about is the most underrated thing that happened in 2018 was the Sports 610 Radio draft. It got us this awesome show of y'all, and I listen to it every day. I appreciate it, man. Go take it.
We do need to do that draft again.
Yeah, we do.
We need to do that draft. Mix it up a little bit. Pretty fun. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that that first caller today was way too long. He needs to stay in his lane.
Thank you.
And that Demontron Foreman is going to be the guy that we need in the red zone. Thank you very much.
Buy an RV from him.
Demontron Foreman.
That's awesome. I like that. Yeah, that is the redneck's good, but you know how Gupta will sometimes call in? It's like a 15-second call. You don't have to, like, don't be Adam Dunn.
Yeah, he's starting to jump the shark.
Yeah, don't swing for the fences. Adam Dunn strikes out too
less
much.
Less is more.
Yeah. You want to be a quality.
I tell people that.
Be more Jose Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Altuve.
He took my advice. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What's up, guys? It's time for me to come back hard with it, since I consider myself the king of all stars on this In the Loop Think Tank. If we don't get this stuff together, we are not going to have the Think Tank, and we are all going to go back to our boring lives. So another thing, if you don't like the DirecTV guy right outside talking to you, I would prefer that ex-con have a job and not be in your house robbing your TV. So stop being a hater. And also, Landry, if you keep letting that redneck guy start the In the Loop Think Tank, there is going to be no Think Tank. So come on, All Stars. Come on, guys. And oh, by the way, I hope that Deontay Foreman fumbles just to show Bill O'Brien that he sucks. And he.
Yikes.
Hey, we've got fresh.
Is he mad?
Can you call yourself an All Star?
He's always mad.
Can you call yourself an All Star?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we got fresh. Fresh Bill O'Brien cut on how much if. Foreman's going to play.
All right, we're going to hear that at 120.
Yeah.
120. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, man, it's your boy FedEx Henny, man. Yes, I just want to say one thing I got to tell y'all is I apologize for being Herbert the pervert yesterday. That was kind of bad. I want to say, Paul Gallant, you're trash. Mike Meltzer, you're trash. They are the odd couple of 610, man. I just want to let y'all know, looking at them and looking at y'all, it's apparent that they are the old grouches, because we've heard that they don't like regular folk listening to their show. They don't know where Kool-Aid is, and now they don't know what corn tortillas are. Man, like what is going on? Y'all are the millennials, and they are the old guys. Shout out to you, OG. Thank you for being young. Have a good day.
You're the man.
That is sad, because they're the two youngest guys on the air.
And just don't know what a corn tortilla is or where you can get Kool-Aid.
Very
That's
specific.
A fact. No, Paul, Mike Meltzer did not know that you could buy Kool-Aid in a grocery store.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Quint Sterner here. When you think Deontay Foreman's weight, you think big.
That's the first Clint Sterner call we've had into the Think Tank so far.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Old school texter M. Dirty here. And I just came to say, I think the Think Tank has maybe jumped the shark.
Oh.
Well, we got to bring it back.
Be careful.
We'll bring it back.
Now, is he talking about PETA? Like those PETA list of things that you can't say.
Okay, okay.
Did you see that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
God, they need to go away. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys. This is Andy from Toy Story. I just want to remind everybody, don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Golly, this is...
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Stephen Cady here. I think that if she lets you lick the nipple, she's ready for...
See, I was curious to see how you were going to finish that.
I was not, because I kind of had an idea.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Too late to eat on the Think Tank.
Yeah, go.
You're on.
Bro, what are you calling me from? A lawnmower?
Damn, dude.
Five more. My gosh, you guys are terrible today. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Do you think Mike Meltzer has ever had a fun dip?
No, he's never had
That's
a fun
fair.
Dip.
That's a great question.
No.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think not knowing you can buy Kool-Aid in the store still ain't as bad as when Nick Wright didn't know that wolves still existed.
This is a fact. Yeah, he didn't know that there were still wolves. He thought they were like extinct.
Dinosaurs?
Extinct? Yeah.
You're on the think tank, go.
They just let anybody on national TV, huh?
I think Demetrius Foreman's stat line for Sunday is going to be 3 carries, 7 yards, and 1 fumble.
Did they just say Demetrius?
Demetrius Foreman, yes.
Wow.
Put some respect on our boy Deontay Foreman's name.
You're on the think tank, go.
Hi, guys. I think that I'm going to try to carve up this Texans defense just like that meat inside of Paul Gallant's chewed-up Mama Bird-ish flour tortillas.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're on the think tank,
go. Worst Andrew Luck ever.
How awkward is Mike Meltzer having sex?
We'll end on that.
You Good guys ending. Were atrocious today. Yeah. All right? You guys were atrocious today.
A couple of nicer moments, but...
It's all the way it starts, though. The redneck's
got to be ready to go. You got to have a good leadoff. You got to have a good leadoff.
He's done some good songs. He's just kind of tarnishing his name, though. He's putting out too many albums.
Doing too much, man. Yeah. Doing too much.
He's the comedian trying to do a dramatic movie.
Yeah, he's trying to... Yeah, exactly.
He's Jim Carrey. You know, just be Jim Carrey. Don't try to be something else.
Wasn't he good in The Truman Show, though?
No.
I could never. I kept waiting for a punchline.
That's true. Although he didn't. I thought the whole thing with Jim Carrey was after he did the Andy Kaufman movie, he just wasn't the same guy after that. Mm-hmm. Like, he, like, literally, whatever.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
He needs to go back to being Ace Ventura. All right, listen. Here we
He's
go.
He's here.
Okay. We got to bounce back from that tram shamockery because you guys were really not good at all. So go ahead. Do not pat yourselves on the back. And I want you guys to take some time to think about what you're doing tonight and before we do it tomorrow. So that being said... Stanford Route in the house today, talking all things Houston Texans, what he saw, brand new segment, The Hot Route. You are going to be breaking down what?
Oh, we're going to be breaking down the Zach Gunningham interception to the house off of Baker Mayfield. It was the second quarter, first quarter? I always forget.
Late first quarter.
And you're also going to talk about how they got in Baker Mayfield's head with just the 3 or 4 rushing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll start off with Zach Cunningham's interception and why it worked, Landry. man, it was really just a basic cover two. So I'm going to go ahead and try to illustrate it as quickly as I can. It was empty formation, 3 receivers to the left side of the offensive formation. That's the defense's right. And 2 receivers to the offense's right side of the formation. That's the defense's left. And
Hold that thought. Look at it. See, he's getting reared up. He's like a lawnmower. As soon as he starts going, he may start doing that. Yeah, no, we're going to break. So listen, he's already.
Slow down, Bald
He's thugs. Already. 4.27 is all. Listen, we already getting the green light. He's ready to go. All right. So there you go.